I really be feeling like I'm at the club.
Let's go. Hey.
I really be feeling like I'm at the club.
Yes, indeed.
That is like the dopest theme song ever. Shout out to the producer. Bam, 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 bam.
Bam, 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 bam. We got air horns this time for real. Yes, indeed.
What up, y'all? Welcome to Life Unfiltered. Heal That Shit. This is the podcast where we fearlessly navigate the complexities of life, love, grief, and the extraordinary journey of healing. We are inviting y'all along on this unfiltered exploration as we share our personal stories, our triumphs, and our challenges in an effort to inspire and uplift some folks, right? We're using our lives as examples because a lot of times, y'all, we don't be talking about this shit, and it's time for us to start talking about shit, okay? Because we got to get to the root of shit and heal. So having said all that, we are in the middle of a Pop That Shit challenge because 2024 is the year of popping that shit.
Yes,
so,
indeed.
In the effort and spirit of calling out the fake humble, because we're not doing that any longer, we're going to pop our shit for a minute. So what up, y'all? My name is Kim. I am an educational advocate, activist, and consultant. I am a virtual producer and network executive. I'm a visionary, motivational speaker. I'm an intuitive, melanated life coach. I help people deepen their relationship with God and understand their unique design. I also certify life coaches. So if that's something that you're looking to do, holla at your girl. I'm also a professional frolicker and an expat. I currently live in Medellin, Colombia. And I am one of your hosts.
Amen. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. My name is Bianca Goolsby, and I am a digital strategist, an activist, and a consultant. I am a private investigator and a receipt collector, so please put some respect on my name. I am the founder of Teaching for the Culture, where we transform, we empower, we advocate, we coach, and we heal. I'm also an intuitive melanated life coach and a digital nomad, just working wherever there's Wi-Fi, empowering others to find their freedom and fulfillment. So here we are. Yes, indeed. I just want to let y'all know that here in this space, okay, we operate by three keys here. That is accountability, transparency, and integrity. Okay, so before we go further, I want to make sure that we are clear about expectations, what you can expect from us and what we can expect from you. Amen. All right. Amen. So what can you expect from us for us to operate in the three keys? We're going to keep it real. We're going to speak freely and we're going to cuss if and when we feel like it. So if you have little ears in the room, you might want to put some AirPods, some headphones or not. That's your business. But we just letting you know what's up and what's happening in this safe space and what we can expect from you. So hate speech and comments are not welcomed here. We are believers in the Block and Be Blessed ministry. So please engage with us. Go on this journey with us. We are not experts, but we are facilitating this conversation. And we want you to participate in this journey and bring people with you because together we are committed to doing the work to heal. Amen.
Amen. Period and point blank, and govern yourselves accordingly and the such and the like. Okay. So do have some updates. We always got things going on, but this is the beginning of this journey that we have here. Okay. Like this is episode 8.
Yes, so indeed.
We've been doing this for like 8 times, but also we've been doing this for like 8 times.
Yes, indeed.
Because of that, we want to make sure that y'all know like where we are and all the ways, like how to interact with us and all that kind of stuff, right? So we have some emojis, and these emojis are our community emojis. This is how we give love to each other, primarily because this is a healing space and we're talking about healing. So that heart with the bandages around it, that is like our universal symbol for like, I see you. You know, like if you out in the street, like you can make it akin to like a head nod, you know what I'm saying? It's like, heart with bandage. I see you, right? So it's a way for us to connect in different spaces and even outside this space. And then you can feel free to throw any other colored hearts on there, the pizzazz and such. We link it to the chakras, which we really do need to have a conversation about one of these days. But yeah, so that's how you can do that. So along with that, we also have our individual emojis. So my emojis are crayon and sunflowers, because I'm at a stage right now where I'm trying to color the fuck out my life. Okay. I'm just trying to move from this black and white space into some color. Y'all can see I'm rocking my yellow glasses again because they make me happy, right? So that sunflower really represents that. So those are my emojis. And then Bianca got some too.
Yes, indeed. So the teddy bear emoji and the heart hand emoji. Okay, it is teddy bear season. There is so much love to give and receive out here. And then for y'all that know my story, y'all know my story about my heart and just the healing process in so many different ways. So those are the emojis, yes indeed, and govern yourselves accordingly with those emojis.
Cool. So we also want y'all to know that we are going to, or not going to, we are already on these platforms, on IG, on TikTok, on YouTube, on Patreon, here on Facebook. Heal that shit on all the platforms, right? So we want to make sure that we're connected and we getting our system together for what we putting out there and such. But right now, as I mentioned, we're in the middle of the Pop That Shit Challenge. And it's basically you just honoring the things that you're doing. It ain't got to be every day, okay? Because we ain't trying to burden folks and all of that, right? But the whole point is when you think about something that you have done that you need to be celebrating yourself for, you go ahead on and you pop your shit, right?
Yes.
Because we be spending real talk too much time really like shrinking ourselves and being fake humble. And it's time out for all that. Yeah. So we are in the middle of that. And that's something that you'll find over on our IG pages. And then, of course, on YouTube, if you are listening to this, right, as a podcast, you can see the video along with it, right? And also, if you're watching this and you like, how can I just listen to it? We are over on the podcast platforms. Okay, again, heal that shit. We over there. You feel?
Yes, indeed. So we are over there.
You can binge it. You can find all the things because we out here in these streets and really trying to make sure that we are getting people into this space, having these conversations that are so important to have. And it's really allowing us to create a community. So we appreciate y'all and want y'all to like and subscribe and click the notification button and follow and share and all of the things, right? Because we do this as a labor of love so that we are able to help heal, because together we're committed to doing the work to heal. So we want to be the ones who are leading that charge, really, and leading by example. So that's the updates. Okay, that's the updates and the announcements.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You did that.
You know, I was trying to get them all in there. I felt like I was on the radio just now.
It goes back to your old days at WTMP, remember?
I do remember, actually. I was on the radio quite a few times. Let me pop my shit right quick. Okay, on yes, the radio, honey. Okay, commanding the airwaves, baby. Sure was. Forgot yes, all indeed. About it. Huh. All right. Well, having said that, let's do a spirit check, because I am really wondering how your spirit is feeling today. And I am excited to report how my spirit is feeling today. So our options here are green. I'm absolutely wonderful. Life is great. Blue. I'm good. I don't have any complaints. Purple. I'm okay. Things could be better. Or yellow. I'm not doing so well. I need support. Where are you at today?
Oh, I'm green today, baby.
Okay.
I'm green. Now, there might be a little shade of blue, but there's more green than blue. I'm absolutely wonderful. I feel good. I am loved. I am giving love and being loved. I am just in a really good headspace. My spirit just feels settled. I feel at peace. I am living, loving, and healing. I am where I need to be right now. So I'm good. How about you?
Good. I'm excited to hear that. I am also green. And very much green today, like not even blue green, but like just green. I feel wonderful. Life is great. I can't wait to get to the transparency moment because some really amazing things have been happening. But yeah, I'm very green. I'm very green today for sure.
Amen.
So amen. Yeah. Again, those of you who are watching or listening, take a moment to, you know, search your spirit and see where you are feeling, right? And this is not a time to judge what's happening, right? This is a time to really just mm-hmm. honor and give space for where you are with everything. So if you haven't done that already, please do go ahead and take a moment to search your spirit. All right. So, you want to start off the transparency moment? Why don't you start the transparency moment?
Okay. You don't put me on the spot. I'm here for it. So we'll get started with our transparency moment. Let's talk about it. Indeed. Yes, ma'am. So for those of you that are new and haven't been watching our programming and is here for the first time, we would love for you to be able to catch back up and see previous episodes so that you can see this journey. So I'm just highlighting my social media detox journey that I started in April. When I tell you, this journey has been very interesting for me. I still have temptations of going to particular platforms. Facebook is really the main platform of choice and preference here as it relates to these transitions and removing myself from social media. I feel like
hold on, Bianca, one moment. I need to pause for just a second. Okay. I'll be right back. My apologies. Okay, you were explaining.
I'm so glad that we were able to use that. that beautiful design work. Okay. Yeah, it makes me happy.
I had to handle something over here, but everything is checking out. So you were transparency moment.
Amen. All right. So not being on social media, on Facebook in particular, is very hard. I want to see what's happening. And apparently there's just been a lot of stuff and a lot of conversation and a lot of exposure and a lot of things that I honestly would want to see and get the receipts on. But I can't consume all of that content. I can't consume all of those issues, conversations, all of that. It has been very quiet and peaceful over here by being intentional with the content that I intentionally choose to involve myself in. There are people that send me TikToks and Instagrams and all of that via text message, and I don't answer. I don't respond in that because I don't want to get into any type of rabbit hole. And I made a commitment that I would be off these platforms. Like I said, the temptation, okay. Though.
Discipline, though. Before you go to the temptation, can we just give a moment for the discipline?
Yeah, it's tough. It's
because
so tough.
When I tell you, because I'm still on social media right now and I be wanting to send you stuff, and then I be like, she ain't on here right now. She ain't here. Don't send it to her. But even when people send things to you, to be able to say, I'm not doing it. I'm not that, you need to acknowledge that, ma'am. Snaps and the things to you. Okay.
Yes, indeed. Yes, okay. Indeed.
I just had to interject because you was just running on by that. And that's a big deal, especially we know that social media is designed to make us want to run to it. So, all right.
It will suck you in and swallow you in if you allow it to, like, facts. So It has been an interesting journey, and I can't wait for all of this to come out in the next couple of weeks of just me logging all the apps that are on my phone and me making intentional choices to remove things, even contacts, of removing contacts from my phone of people and things and all of that that no longer serve me. And so it has been a very liberating experience. I desire and want other people to have that experience of really checking their phone, and just making a plug here, checkthecellphone.com. It is an amazing website with resources and more to come. The next thing in my transparency moment is in regards to some health updates. So there's been some transitions that have been happening in my life. And so I did gain some weight. And in that, I found an accountability partner that we're going to be able to work out together and to accomplish our goals together. And I'm very, very excited about it. Even entering into the metaverse to actually work out. And so my Oculus here, I have set up where I can go to Supernatural and I can work out. And if you want to add me on the Oculus, my username is Receipt Sniper. That is Receipt Sniper. Okay. I'm on the Oculus. Come work out with me. Come interact with me in the space because I'm currently in it.
That sounds like so much fun. I know I'm all up in your transparency moment, but I just, because I remember the first time you let me go to the metaverse, and it is just such an interesting place, but also it is very much immersive. So I'm imagining like what your workout experiences are in there. Like what kinds of workouts are you doing?
Oh, I am completely drenched with sweat The movement that is happening in this actual machine. So Supernatural has different modes that you can use. They have different music that you can move to. One has like a sword type thing, so you're hitting objects with a sword. And there's another one that's type of a boxing feel where you're punching and you're ducking and you're swaying to the music. It is so freeing to where you can have all of this workout and movement and be in one kind of centralized location. You're not doing a whole bunch of moving and running around. It's a dedicated zone that you set. So you can't go outside the zone or anything like that. But it is such an amazing experience. And so I highly recommend it. I will place the link in the chat if anyone is interested in the app that I'm talking about in particular, which is called Supernatural. But I've also been using the Oculus for meditation. And so that has been such an immersive environment and experience to put this on, put my headphones on, and to have guided meditation for 25, 30 minutes at times. It is so freeing. It does deep breathing. So different breathing techniques to just, you know, get the air in and release and push out. It is magical. So I'm here just to say that it's been doing well for me. I'm on this weight loss journey. If you want to join me, come on. Our health is very, very important out here in these streets.
Okay? I love that. So interjecting again. Because I was imagining the meditation part of it, and how like that's like a different world. Like you literally are like going to another world. So it's not even like you have to imagine, you know, because I feel like one of the hindrances to meditation is we try to clear our minds and that's not like really the point of it. But also we, depending on what your brain activity is like and what your brain people be doing up in there, closing your eyes, it could be a whole rave up in that piece, you know, because if your brain people anything like my brain people, baby,
it's twerk party, baby.
Right, with glue sticks and the such, right? So I'm just thinking about with the Oculus of you being able to go into this space, like you even can have your eyes open, and I'm sure there are things on the screen because it was, I don't know if y'all could tell us in the comments if you've ever done like the metaverse situation. We have videos of me like trying to play basketball and like, it was just very, it's interesting. Like, it's just very interesting and like consuming, but I love that you're using it for a good reason. I don't know if you saw Danny's question. She was asking, how do you avoid getting lost in the metaverse? Cause like, I'm talking, there's so
Ooh, that is a really good question, because just imagine how I get lost in social media. So just imagine if I have this thing over my eyes and it places me somewhere completely different where I have peace. And a lot of times you don't want to take that peace off. Mm. But I will say for meditation, I do that strictly, do the meditation and I get off. For my workouts, I do my workouts and go off, because my social media detox also includes the metaverse. So Facebook has their own type of platform and it's called Meta Horizons. And they have different worlds where you can see different people and interact with different people and all of that. That's not the space that I'm entering into. I'm using my Oculus strictly for meditation and strictly for workouts. On occasion, I will respond to WhatsApp messages in there, because that is a new feature that was added. And I really enjoy that, being able to respond to people in the actual metaverse. But outside of that, that is where my boundaries are. And I think whatever works for you, works for you, create your own system, whether that's a timer, whether that's some type of alarm or something, because you can get sucked in here, just like you can get sucked picking up your phone and then you scrolling at TikToks for 30 minutes.
Well, you know, that's easy. We be over there stuck. So,
okay. A couple of additional things I wanted to add in this transparency moment, as it relates to health updates. So I have been grieving, Kimberlyn, and you know this because I've shared a lot of this with you, but I do want to talk about this publicly because it impacts so many women, and particularly Black women, as it relates to fibroids and just reproductive health type issues and infertility. I have been battling and struggling with just the thought of me not being able to carry my own child. And it was yesterday that I found out that it is a definite no for me, that it is high risk for me to have a child, so much so that because of the stuff that's happening in my reproductive organs, it is best to just have a hysterectomy at my age. And that is something that I have been processing and grieving and dealing with. And so I just want to uplift the women that are dealing with these type of issues. I just want to say that you're not alone, that I'm sending you love, light, and peace as you navigate that. But I am still having a difficult time with just the thought of me not being able to carry the legacy in the way that I desire to, but then also being like my womanhood, my femininity, my reproductive organs and health, and they're not functioning. And just on top of, you know, my heart not functioning. And that's a lot. That is a lot. And so I am very grateful for my support team, my village, my sorority sisters, my friends, the people that I can count on to be like, hey, this is what's going on. I'm not okay. And there's going to be some times where I'm not going to be okay as it relates to this. This is all new and fresh. But I want to be very transparent about this journey as I walk this journey, because I know that I'm not alone. And there are so many women out here that desire to have a child, to desire to have, you know, that life where they are being that mom that they see on TikTok or on YouTube. And then because of their health, they're now questioning the creation that God had made them to be. So it's just where I'm at. And but on a positive note with the health journey.
Hold on. I just wanted to say and affirm what you were saying about the number of women who are like going through this. Just this week, I've seen two women that I know personally that have talked about this process. Either they, one selected to have the hysterectomy, another one is in the process of like processing it all. And then I also know two other women who actually had the hysterectomy and are like dealing with the early onset of menopause and like all of that. So I thank you and for saying that, because it again is something that we don't talk about very often. Mm-hmm. So we wind up going through these things by ourselves and trying to figure it out by ourselves when there is a community of women who like can tell us what's the road ahead or like the pros and the cons or, you know, how it manifested in their life or what have you. So I wanted to just kind of pause and create space for that because I feel like people will start to show up that can help in the processing of all of this because you were courageous enough to actually say it out loud. So thank you for modeling, right, the transparency and the transparency moment, because there are definitely there's somebody or somebodies who are listening that are like, yeah, girl, me too.
Yeah. We got to take care of our health. And I thank you for pausing me and honoring that. There are so many Black women in particular that we just don't have the infrastructure in our healthcare system to really look and evaluate about this issue that is harming us so much. So many women are anemic because of what's happening with their reproductive organs as it relates to their cycle and all of that. And I just pray for those women that are going through those obstacles. I thank y'all for y'all prayers as I go through this obstacle too. And for all the hearts and the teddy bears in the comments, I see it and thank you and love you for that. It really means a lot to me. There is some good news in this health update though. My dad is officially cancer free. Yes, indeed. I got to do a sound effect for that because God is good.
Yes.
God is so good. He is so good. My father had a very successful surgery. It was over 11 hours. Over 11 hours of an intensive surgery, and he is cancer free. He is communicating. He is smiling. He is just all the things. I'm just so grateful. I am blessed. Thank you to the village that texted me and asked me how my father was doing. I have been going back and forth between Gainesville, Ocala, Tampa, Tallahassee. I mean, the Petty B Mobile has been on the road, baby, with just being back and forth and making sure that my father gets the care that he needs. And him being cancer free has just made everything worth it for me. And so I just thank y'all again for the continued love and prayers as it excuse me, as it relates to my family. It means a lot. And so we do have a meal train that was set up by my auntie. Shout out to Aunt Faye. And if you would like to support, just reach out to me. I'll send you the link so that you could provide support in that way. But we thank you, the Goolsby family. Thank you and love you for that. And we thank God for just those blessings. It is a blessing to see my dad on the other side of this.
Amen.
And he has a long road of recovery. However, he is strong and he is going to make it, and we are going to make it because God is good. So we're out here popping our shit out here because God is good. And despite the obstacles and despite the challenges, there is light. And I want to be the light, and I want to share the light and continue to help people live, love, and heal. And that's God's mission and just finding that freedom and fulfillment. So the last thing I'll leave you with is that I desire for y'all to write a love letter to yourself. I had originally talked about this on Love Day, on Valentine's Day, but, you know, you can always write yourself a love letter. So I encourage you to just take a moment as you're popping your shit this month to also love on yourself this month. And to really spend some time talking about your greatness, what makes you special, because you are worthy. You are amazing. And I'm just rooting for everyone that's watching and listening, and to the people that might not even find our content. I'm still rooting and loving, because love is the highest frequency, and I have a lot of love to give. So that's my transparency moment. And I thank you for giving me the safe space to share all of that, because that was a lot.
Yes. But also thank you for sharing all of that, because that was a lot. And really modeling what that looks like, right? To honor the fullness of it all, the good of it all, the heart of it all, right? The easy, the highs, the lows, and everything in between. So thank you for sharing all of that. All right. So I guess I'll jump in with my transparency moments. Where do I want to start? I think I will start at the biggest thing. I am still going to make a video about this, but I took a shower in my main bathroom for the first time in 6 weeks since I have moved into this apartment. And for anybody who is just getting here to this journey, you're like, why is that a thing? So I live with OCD, and bathrooms is one of the most difficult. Oh, Kalanda said, give me some air horns, girl.
Yes, indeed. Let's go.
No, it really is a really, really, really big deal. Bathrooms really are hard for me. And as you can imagine, we deal with bathrooms at least once a day, but usually about 3, 4, 5 times a day, right? So it's something that I've been working through with my psychologist and just really trying to process what is happening with it all. So I moved into this apartment 6 weeks ago, and I love the apartment and all of that. But there were a lot of like sensory things about one of my bathrooms that I just couldn't process. So like there was a window that was open. So then it was smelling like outside, and y'all know what that means, like smelling like outside. But then also sometimes outside wasn't smelling was so hot. So then that was another smell that was introduced. And that's a lot for me. And then because I live in Medellin, Colombia, in South America. So that I keep the windows open, right? It's spring every day, everywhere else. So when the windows are open, then also dust settles. So then dust was coming into the shower. So then that makes the floor look dirty. And then it was like a whole situation. So the housekeeper came, or I found a housekeeper to come on Monday. And Monday night, I took a shower in my bathroom. So I am so excited. I have been in the guest bathroom, so I was able to leave it clean for guests that come. And now I am fully in my main bathroom, and I've made it cozy. It's not 100% just yet, but it's on the way to really being a place that I can enjoy taking showers, and I can enjoy being in the bathroom and not feeling like I have to get out as soon as possible. So that was huge. And I was telling my psychologist yesterday, and she was like, oh my God. And I'm like,
yes, indeed.
You know, it's the things that we take for granted because we don't understand the struggles that somebody else might have. And then you take, you know, that, oh, a bathroom. Yeah. So they're like, oh yeah, I don't like bathrooms either. And not understanding that is so much deeper than that. So to that point, I have been sharing this journey in various places on social media. And I talked to a friend the other day, and he said to me, he was like, thank you. Actually, I talked to two people. So one I talked to today, and he was like, the way that he said, I look at tile totally different because of you. Because remember, my issue with tile is like the grout feels dirty, and it's mm-hmm. it's just, it does something to my brain. So tile is like a really big trigger for me. So he was like, yeah, I'm standing in an apartment, and I called the man. I was like, you need to come caulk this tile, because now I'm looking at it differently because you said something. I had another friend that told me, he was like, thank you for sharing your journey with this, because now I know how I can show up for you better, and how I can love you better, and how I can be there for you more, right? And it, like, I also had another friend and he was like, now he said, anywhere that I am, I always make sure that the bathroom would feel safe for you just in case you have to be where I am. Like stuff like that, girl, I was in the tears because like it has felt like such a burden for so long to try to process all of this. And because it's not an outward situation, it all happens on the inside. I look totally fine and people think that I'm fine when inside I am losing all of my shit because it's just a lot. Like it is just so overwhelming. So I've been like just trying to figure it out and just like trying to talk myself out of it and like, get your shit together. Like, it's fine. It's just a bathroom, like all that. And then I'm like, but it's not like, and I'm like going through all this stuff. And it's just felt so freeing to be able to say, this is what I am living with and working through, but also for it to be well received by people who love and care about me so much to the point that they're now viewing the world differently because of something that I said, and something that I was willing to share. So, yeah, that like touched a special place.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, thank you. It's very hard.
How did it feel when you took a shower for the first time in that bathroom?
It felt like first I had to like say to myself, like, it's okay, you can do this. Like, it's okay. But then when I got in there, I was kind of like, I can do this and I'm doing this. And it feels okay, right? So that was the first shower. And then I was basically kind of just like, I got through it. And then the next shower was like, okay, I'm about to go take a shower, you know, because I have my rituals and routines, right? So I've lighting my incense and I've got, you know, certain playlists playing and I got my eucalyptus and I got, you know what I mean? Like I have the things. Mm-hmm. So once I started like honoring the routine of it all, it kind of feels like I'm starting to remember what it felt like before when I was in my old apartment to look forward to taking a shower. So yeah, it's like I said, it's not 100%. I think there are still a few things that I need to do to really like feel like, yes. But it is well on the way. Like it is a good 92% probably for me to be in there. So I'm proud of myself. I'm really proud of myself. So yeah. So I did that. And then also I have been having job interviews. So I don't remember if I said it on this podcast or where I said it, but I was basically talking about wanting to teach English to adults. And because here in Colombia, some people speak English, but the ones who take an English class, they're taught by Colombian teachers. And what happens because of that is they mispronounce certain words because they're not native English speakers. And because English is stupid and the rules are dumb and inconsistent, it is very difficult. It is very difficult for them to be able to sound like a native English speaker. For example, the word stomach, right, is spelled S-T-O-M-A-C-H, right? So they pronounce stomach as stomach because the C-H on the end. Right. So they might say, I have a stomach H. And you would be like, a what now? You have a what? Right. Because what are you talking about? So a stomach ache, those CHs, a native speaker would have to say that. Or for instance, the word tired, they say tired. right? Mm-hmm. So I had kind of put out as speaking to Colombians who speak English and like seeing where they kind of struggle. Like, for instance, they struggle with the sound for G. So G, like, so when they say hug, it's very difficult to say hug, or a word like love, because of V, the letter V in Spanish makes the sound of a B, as in boy. So they would say, I love you, love, right? As opposed to love. So anyway, I've been paying attention to those things as I've been talking to people, and I kind of just put it out into the atmosphere. And I was like, I really feel like I need to get into this arena in teaching adults, professional adults who already know some English, but they are trying to sound native and working on their accent, all that kind of stuff. So I've been having some interviews, and I feel like by the next time that we have our next show, I'm going to have some updates and such. And also some of these opportunities come with free Spanish classes, which is great for me because then I'll be able to improve my Spanish. So that has also been going on. And speaking of improving my Spanish, so a friend of mine came, Erica, came to be here for a few days. And it was so funny because Erica doesn't speak any Spanish at all, right? So, but she was like trying to pick, she could pick up like on certain words or whatever, but she doesn't like speak Spanish enough to have a conversation. Mm-hmm. And I was so impressed with how much Spanish I know and how much Spanish I was able to understand, because I was literally acting as a translator between her and a tour guide as we were like touring the city. And I'm like explaining all of this. I'm like, oh, okay, okay. Then I'm like, so he said that, you know, it was some people here and the indigenous people, and they did blah, blah, blah. It was so wild because when I first got here, or when I first left the country, so I left the U.S. in October of 2021, I was very much like, hola, me llamo Kimberly. ¿Cómo estás? Like, it was very much like, she don't know the Spanish, right? And now the way that, because I can say what I want to say, when I'm talking to people who speak Spanish and I'm telling them I'm learning Spanish, because I'm speaking, I guess, so well, they just start talking. And I'm like, un momento, por favor. Yo no puedo entender. Yo necesito un momento. Like, relax, you know? It's just so interesting to be able to communicate and really be able to stand in the gap between someone who doesn't speak the language and someone who speaks it fluently, right? So having said that, while Erica was here, it was really, really cool to have her in this environment and to see how she responded to this environment. And what she said, like, she got to my house and we were sitting on the balcony and she's like, I get it. I get it. She was like, I get it. I see why you're not coming back. I get it. This is peaceful. She's like, this is a vibe. This is calm. Like, I get it. And what I wondered and wanted to ask you, because you participated in this unofficial professional frolicker experience once or twice, once in Mexico and once in Medellin. What does it feel like for anybody who's listening and they're like, oh my gosh, what? She lives in Colombia and South America. Like, what the heck? Why? Blah, 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 blah. What did it feel like for you to come and be here and experience here? And you got a few parts of Colombia. So you were here in Medellin. We went to Cartagena. We were also in Barranquilla. So you got
we was outside.
We was outside. Okay. We was in these streets.
We was outside.
What was it like for you to be here and experience Colombia?
So it was very calm. Like, to Erica's point that you were sharing earlier, like, it is a completely different experience. Like, I would want people to get their passport if they don't have one already, right? And I would recommend that you go ahead and travel and see new environments so that you can step outside of what you've been accustomed to. Because the rat race that is outside your door out here, it doesn't exist in other countries. And the illusion that the United States have painted and programmed for us to, like, I had people was like, oh my gosh, you need to be careful there in Colombia. And I'm like, I'm actually safer here than I actually am around the corner, to be honest with you. But, you know, hey, it's a very real thing. It is a different vibe. It is indescribable. It is something that you just have to experience. So I recommend that you get on a plane and go see something and travel abroad and just see and be immersed in a new environment, because you're not going to know and you're not going to feel it until you actually experience it yourself.
Yeah. Erica has said that same thing, because I was asking her, I was like, how would you describe it to people? And she was like, she said, Kim, even if, because I told her, I was like, I'd be trying to like describe it. I'm like, y'all is so peaceful, and like you just don't feel this burden of walking around and like having to do things, right? And I think I said the last show, I was like, I'm at a place right now where I just want to create, and I don't want to have to do nothing. Like everything that I do, I want to do it because I get to do it. Right.
Yeah.
One of my friends was over here, and he's like, you're so happy, like before the podcast. And I was like, yeah, because I get to do, like, I get to talk to my best friend and we get to talk about these things and we get to hold this space. Like, I get to do things, and that's the type of life that I get to have here. And it's hard to help people understand that if they don't experience it, because it just feels different. So having said that, one of the things that I've been feeling called to do, and Jasani even messaged me about this yesterday. He was like, you know, you should really work with people on their fears of like why they are hesitant to leave the US. And then he was like, and then you should like host an experience for them to be able to come and like experience Colombia. And I was like, hello, professional frolicker experience. Okay.
Yes,
hello, professional frolicker experience. So having said that, Bianca, I've been out here networking, girl. I've been out here. I got a driver. I have a tour guide. So like I have a couple friends that are coming in next week. So I got somebody to pick them up from the airport. We have tours that are already scheduled. I have, if you want to get a manicure, pedicure, I got somebody to take care of that. You just make an appointment. If you like, I'm like getting people together. I just girl is so many things. Yesterday I was meeting with somebody, and she was telling me she used to be a part of the public library system. And I was like, you know, I don't know how to use the public library system. Can I tap into that? She was like, yes, girl, I will show you. Just like stuff like that, of really getting acclimated into the community, is where I am right now. And when I tell you God is over here aligning things,
yes,
I'm so excited, because it feels like there's more light, you know. And so the other thing I did the other day is I went back and I listened to my first vlog that I made in November of 2023. And it was just so interesting to hear myself talking about what was happening at that time and like all of that. But it is undeniable of how much God has been aligning things and showing things, and like, don't worry about this, I've got this, and just do what I told you to do. Like, it is very much the signals are glaring, and I don't know where things are coming from. Like, I really don't. But when it happens, it's like it's God and it's nobody but God. So it's been really interesting, and I'm excited to be able to report, you know, the next show and the show after, like how this stuff is developing. But I'm about to be coaching people here in Colombia. You talking about an international influence. Like I keep trying to wrap my mind around it all. You know, I'm like, I done certified 5 life coaches, one of whom is about to be in India. India. He about to be in India. Another one, you know, in the several in the U.S. You have connections in Belize, like somebody in Mexico City, like I'm here in Colombia. It is blowing my mind. And I'd be like, who am I? Like, what is this? But it's just so wild because I'm literally just doing what God told me to do. And then stuff happens. So anyway, I know that was lengthy, but that has been where life is leading right now. And I'm just really excited about it.
Really. Amen.
Yeah.
It's, you know, good people deserve good things.
Amen.
And so I'm just excited that when we just look back at some of our previous episodes and then where we are now, like, I just have joy because we've just been through it. And there's people that are watching this and that will listen to this, and they've been through it too.
Yeah.
And to be able to sit here and be like, y'all, spirit check, we green.
Yeah.
Life is awesome. We are making things happen. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
So, so proud of you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's interesting. And I wanted to, like, for the rest of this time to think about this brain field trip. Last week we had started talking about our last show. We started talking about Amanda Seales and advocacy and the price of advocacy and the price of high visibility, if you will, more people knowing who you are than you might know who they are. And I wanted to bring it back because you mentioned a few things that are like themes of right now for some reason, like my psychologist been saying some of the stuff that you mentioned too. And one of those things you said in your detox that you have been clearing out contacts out of your phone. And what I want to like really talk about is this concept of access, because I keep seeing, like, I saw a couple memes just recently, and it was like, it is a fairly new phenomenon for people to have access to other people at the drop of a dime. Like, you know, I definitely remember not having a cell phone at all until I was in college. And then I had a Sprint cell phone in high school, and I had 10 minutes on it for the month. 10. The first minute was free, and then it was free minutes after 9. Right. The only purpose that phone was for was to take that first free minute and call and say, I'm leaving school. I'm on my way home. Like, that was it. Right. So I remember that. I remember having to pay for minutes. Like, I remember that being a thing. Right. And now, because we are in this space, social media and messaging apps and like all that, FaceTime, which I don't know how y'all do it with an iPhone. I just want to let the record reflect. Them unsolicited FaceTime calls that people be doing and having, like, y'all expect people to show up on camera just because you called? You be doing that with people? Are people be doing that with you?
It depends on the level of access. So, yeah.
There is not really a person on the face of this planet right now that can have an unsolicited FaceTime. Absolutely not. Absolutely. I am team. You need to message me and make sure that I am awake and ready to, like, I don't even like unsolicited voice messages like that. FaceTime. I don't understand. I really don't. So that, like, that level of access to me is wild. It's wild. And I feel like the expectations keep getting more and more, that people are like more and more expecting. I sent you a message. And right now, for real, like my email says that I'll get back to you in 72 hours. I'm about to change that shit to be like, I'll get back to you in 3 to 5 business days, because I ain't the number of text messages, emails, some type of something that somebody's wanting something from me in a day. I don't have capacity for this. Like, so I'm just wondering where you at in your journey on access and who has access and what that look like for you, because I'm over here like it's probably 2-3 people that could have access to me for real, for real, for real. But like, go ahead. I'm still trying to process FaceTimes unsolicited. But go ahead. I'm gonna be thinking about that. While you talk.
That's funny. So this is a work in progress, right? Like intentional access only. I shared with you that like I get so overwhelmed with the copious amounts of communication. And so no, there's no instant communication back from me unless you have a certain level of access to where I will respond to you and intentionally do that. At one point in my life, I had read receipts on. And that was because I wanted people to know that I read it. Mm-hmm. But now I know you see delivered. You don't know if I read it or not. No, because then they'll see that I read it. And then there'll be an expectation that because I read it, then there needs to be some type of response. And that no. True. We need to make sure that while you sent this message and while it says I read it, that does not mean that that gives you a response. Mm-hmm. And not everything requires a response, believe it or not. Some things you can just leave on read, literally delivered. Not every piece of mail that comes to your house is something that you have to respond to. And so that has been a balancing act for me of being like, what deserves my attention? What requires my response? What is something that I just need to read for informational purposes only, and things that just don't need to come to me at all. So sorting my email has been a debacle. It has been a complete shit show, just to be very transparent, shit show. Because I get copious amounts of emails with newsletters, requests. And if I get one more, I'm just bumping this up. I'm gonna bump you out my inbox, because why are we doing that? Why? That is so passive aggressive. So passive aggressive.
We need to have my hair out. I hate emails. Do you understand me? I hate them with everything in my existence. Make them go away. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's to the point where now I'm setting up an autoresponder to all emails that come in that states to, you know, please allow 3 to 5 business days to respond. I'm sorry. Like there's nothing that is an emergency. There's nothing that requires an immediate attention from me unless you are a retainer client. Mm-hmm. Other than that, if I'm not legally obligated to do anything, then I that's just my stance now. Mm-hmm. And so I've had to be that way because I would just get so burnt out of just different situations, different things I get pulled into and sucked into. And then I'm just tired. I'm drained. And there are so many people that are literally living their life where it's just on autopilot at this point, because it's so much that is happening. They are receiving so much. And so they're just moving in autopilot because it's hard.
Correct. Correct. That's why I be talking about burnout so much. And like, I had to tell one of my friends the other day, I was like, I need to apologize because I feel like I'd be like super, super passionate. And also though, I am super, super passionate because I have been recovering from burnout since July of last year. And I am just now getting to a point where I feel comfortable enough to work. Like I really didn't even think my brain was going to be able to work, You know, like, so it's just, it's so wild how we teeter on this border of burnout and it becomes so normalized. That, and you said this the other day, you was like, you condition yourself to just push through. Remember you said that?
Yeah.
And it's like, I was talking
in the context. I was just like, you had asked a very profound question and you had asked about how I could talk about my body positively. Uh-huh. And I had shared with you that even the obstacles with my health, I've always had to just push through. And so many people are just pushing through because that is what we've been conditioned to just do, to just keep going forward. That's just the toxic positivity at times of just keep moving. Although your body is like, hey, 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 whoa, relax, rest. Because if you don't rest, I'm going to make you. That. And that causes a whole bunch of problems at times because then it becomes inconvenient.
Correct. And you have no choice. You have no choice because now things have started to shut down. And whether that is organs or functionalities of organs or whether that's your brain. And it was my brain for me. My brain was like, sis, I'm sick and tired. I'm sick and tired of screaming and hollering at you. Guess what? We finna go to sleep and good night. Like, it was like, we're done. And what my psychologist keeps reminding me of is, we have, because we've been conditioned to keep doing these things, that we have this tendency to continue to overexert ourselves. And she keeps saying to me every week, she's like, I need you to honor what your body is saying. She's like, if your body is telling you to rest, I need you to lay your ass down and rest. If your body is telling you to take a sensory rest, because that's something else that we don't realize, that there are different types of rest, right? So it might not always be physical rest. It might be emotional rest, or it might be sensory rest, or it might be psychological rest. So for instance, doing a social media detox is rest because you're resting your mind from all of these other external inputs that are coming in to pull on your spirit, right? Mm-hmm. So for me, that rest really looks like limiting the type of people that have so much access to me, because I continue, and I hate to even say this sometimes because I feel like it comes off as elitist, and I'm not trying to be elitist, but because of who I am, right? I'm a life coach. I'm an educator. I, you know, have a platform. I'm a motivational speaker, visionary, like all of these things. People do not necessarily consider that I might be in a season that I need to hold myself. So because, and same for you, right? Being an advocate, it's like people are consistently just, let me go, let me ask. This is the person. They can do, they can help. And that might be true, but there are times where we're in seasons where I can't hold nobody but me. And that's all I can do, right? But then because we have been conditioned to sacrifice ourselves and to keep it pushing and to keep it moving, I continue to accept additional energy into my space. Y'all don't know the type of emails we be getting, y'all. The type of emails, I've said this before, but like, I think I read a message to you the other day where somebody basically you know, popped into my inbox and shared something traumatic with me. Just said, like, it was just like, and hello. Blase blah, insert trauma here. And I was like, my, oh my, did you ever consider that maybe, just maybe, I might not be in a space to be able to hold that? Like, that we have to get into the habit too of asking people if they have capacity to receive what we are wanting to share with them, because otherwise it's trauma dumping, and that's not fair. It's not fair. And when you think about how much trauma gets dumped into our lives, specifically Kimberlinda and Bianca's lives, like, it's a lot. It is a lot, and it is heavy. And we're out here like trying to advocate, but I just get to the point, Bianca, I'd be like, I just turn the phone off, turn it off, off. I'm on the balcony and I'm sitting on the balcony, and that's what I'm doing right now, because just turn it off. Like if somebody else asks me for something else, I make it stop. Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to feel like I'm ranting, but also we got to think about that. We're people. We're people. Yeah. And I feel like we forget that people are people and that people have lives and that people have things that are going on, whether they've shared it publicly or not. And we're not considering the social awareness of it all. And we got to get out of this habit of thinking like my world is the whole world and then just throwing stuff on somebody else because your world is the whole world and you're not considering what might be happening in that other person's world.
So, recommending a village audit, who has access to you, and doing a digital audit, and also the same applies digitally. So who has access to you in the physical, in real life? Because you know, the internet is not a real place. I have to remind people of that because they get real caught up on this internet. They'll say whatever, do whatever, but at the end of the day, like I always say, people lie, receipts don't. That digital audit is being very intentional with what you are consuming.
Yeah.
Whether that's what you scrolling on, what apps you clicking on, and the messages and conversations. Some of y'all need to remove yourselves from them group chats.
Girl, if I could figure out how to get out these group chats, listen to me. Let me tell you something about it. They all on mute, okay? I'm not in there. I'm not in there. I'm not doing it. I'm really not concerned with what y'all talking about. Y'all just giving a whole bunch of notifications to my phone. Make it stop. If I could take myself out these group chats, I would not be in these group chats, I promise you, with my whole life. I hate them. I hate them. Make them go away, all of them. And while I'm on it, don't message me. Happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas. Listen, take me out the group chat.
Yes, indeed.
I do not want to participate.
Yeah, take me out the group chat. Being very, very intentional with that is so vital. And so like in this season of healing, like I wanted to just be like, okay, Bianca, so who has access to you? Who are your people? Who are your village? Cause my village shifted, you know, after, you know, seasons change and, you know, you're not separated, you're not together with certain people and now you're separated, village change and shifts, and that's okay. Right. But like, you need to know who your people are. Mm-hmm. So like when something goes down, like when I'm finding out that my whole reproductive system is getting ready to be out of here, like there's going to have to be people that support me in that. I'm going to be down for 8 weeks plus recovering from that. So I'm going to need village and a support, and everyone needs to know who that village is. Yeah. And if you don't have a village yet, like, hello, we're here, right? We will be a part of your village. Start somewhere, but you need to be able to identify your people, particularly in real life, because there's a comment that asked about streaming to Facebook. And I just want to touch on it since I've seen it. The way that Facebook is shifting, Meta, the way social media is shifting, they're trying to ban TikTok and trying to hold TikTok to basically be like, give us this information or you're not going to be able to operate business here. And all of it is political fanfare and political games. And while there needs to be conversations about the safety of children, there's just a way that you do that. Because if we're going to talk about the safety of children, we need to keep that same energy and not have selective outrage and participation when we have these discussions. But if Facebook decides not to allow us to stream on their platform, that is their choice. That's part of their terms of service. A lot of people click on these platforms and don't know what the terms of service say. That some of the content that you're posting on social media actually is owned by some of these social media companies. There's copyright issues that happen all the time. because of social media and because people are not aware of the terms of service and how it's supposed to be used. So I don't want people to rely on these platforms. I want people to build connections with people in real life to where you can contact, and understanding that social media is powerful. However, comma, there's things that are changing and shifting, and you just need to be ready to pivot. Because if they're able to remove streaming from groups, they can remove streaming from pages, and then they can ultimately remove streaming altogether. And then so what?
We'll be on YouTube, right? Which is where we are now. But to Bianca's point, as things shift, the real connections, right? So we're working on creating an app or creating a space where we can meet that is independent from social media and all of the powers that be and all of that political fanfare and such, which is why we're always very intentional. Like, make sure y'all connect with us, you know, on these different spaces, because if one space goes away, then what, right? We want to have additional spaces as well. Also want to say that we have our website, wehealthatshit.com, and that is digital real estate, as Bianca would say, that we have, right? And that we own. So that is a space that we will be. But I wanted to go back to what you were saying about the audits and really thinking about the people that have access to you. How do you decide who has access and who doesn't? Or how do you decide who you remove access from?
Great question. So if the person does not provide me peace, that's an automatic removal. Because with my heart and with everything going on, I cannot have stress. We are talking about life or death. So if you do not bring me peace, you are peace out. Yeah. Okay. There is a difference between transactional business type of relationships and personal, deep, emotional depth relationships. Mm-hmm. And so people need to be able to identify the two. Mm-hmm. And to separate the two and to be very clear on the what I call define the relationship.
Come on.
You know exactly what that intentional relationship, what the goals and the intention of that relationship is. Every single person that is in your life, they have some type of purpose. Right. And if you're unable to identify that purpose, then you are not in alignment.
Mm-hmm. Why are you here?
Yeah. And if you're not in alignment, then unfortunately, you know, then you have to go too. And no love lost, can still love you, could still support you and root for you. But the level of access is have to be different. And that's okay. And we have to be okay with separating friends, partners, relationships. Like it hurts. I understand that. Trust me. I mean, I went through a whole divorce. I get it. But also at the same time, like, not everyone can go with you and not everyone is in alignment with you. Mm-hmm. And so by carrying people and having people in your orbit and village that is not in alignment, it's counterproductive to your goals and it's counterproductive to what God has called you to do. So that's just the message. I'm just the messenger. So don't get mad with me, but be intentional with the people who have access to you, because if they're going to pull on you and they continue to pull on you and they drain your energy to where you leave with a deficit instead of a deposit.
Come on.
Then you already know what's up. The math ain't mathing. Yeah. So do math accordingly.
Yeah. I like the math of it all, right? The deficit versus the deposit. And I think that, to this point, I think this will be our heart work for this next 2 weeks, is doing that village audit and doing that digital audit and asking ourselves who has access to us. Because to your point, there are certain people, you know, they call them energy vampires and all of that, who really, especially for those of us that carry light, those types of people attach to people that carry light because they're able to get something from them, but they're not making deposits into our life, right? So identifying those people and limiting their access is so important, because that's energy that we expend and that we're not even realizing that we expend in, maybe. You know, but these are people, they call you like, oh God, I'm not answering that call. Like, oh Lord, it's going to be 3 to 5 business days before I reply to this. Like, these are people that don't need to have direct access to you because you can't handle that right now, or it's not welcome, or it's not bringing you peace, right? I love the peace barometer of determining whether someone is going to stay or not by whether they bring peace or not. It's definitely something that I feel like I've been on this I just want peace journey since like 2009. But it really is a different type of filter, I think, because sometimes we get attached to people for whatever reasons, or we are attached to people because they have titles, right? So like family, blah, 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 whatever. Mm-hmm. But when we look at the relationship, it does not bring peace into our lives. And we're dragging these people with us for whatever obligatory reason. And I feel like it's something that I modeled this a lot because I live in a different country. Like I only certain people have access to me, but even in that, there's some limiting that needs to happen, because I have learned over this healing process, specifically with members of my immediate family, that they don't bring peace into my life. They bring chaos and they bring emotional labor. And I'm no longer willing to do emotional labor for people who are capable and yet unwilling to be able to do that. And I was watching Here's the Thing the other day with Kev on stage, and they were talking about Jerrod Carmichael. He has a docu-series or something out right now. But anyway, he was having a conversation with his father about the childhood trauma, basically. And I could resonate with it because I have tried to have those conversations. And then they turn into Emmy Award-winning performances. And I'm just not here for it. I know that there is so much grief that can come along with realizing that alignment is no longer in place, right? But I feel like utilizing language such as alignment allows for a separation to happen that doesn't have to be ugly, and it doesn't have to be a fight and a negative experience outside of grieving the fact that you're losing the relationship, but it doesn't have to be, you are now my enemy. And I feel like there are so many people who are holding on to relationships that are not in alignment. And then when those relationships ultimately come to an end, because they will, because they're not in alignment. So it's like, you could either do it willingly or it's going to happen because they're not in alignment.
Right.
We wind up causing more damage than needed to be caused, instead of just realizing that somebody's not in alignment and just releasing them to, thank you for being a part of my life, and this is where our journey ends. And I want more of that. I want more of, I appreciate that you've been a part of my life for this season. And now the seasons are shifting. And unfortunately, I'm moving in a different direction, and I wish you the best, as opposed to the cussing out, the you're dead to me, the lying, the maligning, the scandalizing of names. Like, it doesn't have to be all that. It really can just be our lives are moving in different directions.
Yeah.
You know.
And we also got to normalize telling the truth in those separations too. Mm. And just telling the truth, period. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, again, people lie, receipts don't. Right. I don't understand, when things are public record, why people would still take the actual nerve to just make up stuff.
Well, people be lying. Like you said, people lie, receipt, people be lying. because people lie. But because it's like, easier than taking accountability. That's why. And that's something that my therapist had to say to me as well. She was like, you demand accountability from people and everybody ain't willing to be accountable for what they do. So because of that, then realize that people are going to lie. They're going to separate. They're going to do whatever they can to try to make themselves look good because they don't want to be held accountable.
Yeah.
You know? And that's effed up. But also, I can't have people in my life that's not going to be accountable.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So it's like, well, let me just go ahead and release you then, because I see that this is not something that you're either capable or willing to do. And this is something that I require, and not feeling like we're losing out because we're letting go of people that don't align with our core values. You know what I mean? Like, that's not a loss. That is a letting go of a weight, because that's somebody that down the road you're going to have to do some type of emotional labor to help them to understand why this is a problem and why I don't da-da-da-da-da. You know what I mean? Like, anybody got time for that?
Yeah. Like I said, life is already hard. So we don't need to make it any harder. So I will always say an uplift, and there are times where I have to be held accountable.
We all do.
Like the three keys here: accountability, transparency, and integrity. Just agree to these three keys, and I tell you, God will continue to open doors for you and to be there for you. Because what? Just be a good human. Because it's wild out here.
This world is getting wilder
by people not having principles and morals and a standard to go by and follow by. So we try to keep it simple here, because it doesn't have to be this hard. It really doesn't. But to your point, though, grieving and separating, that's tough. But we need to have those courageous conversations. Please do a define the relationship with any person that you're intimate with. Any person that you are involved with in a close setting, whether that's family, friends, who has your time, define the relationship, find your purpose, and find the goals that y'all have. Because if y'all are not in alignment, it will come to you. As you said earlier, it's going to come full circle at the end of the day. And you're going to be looking back and being like, dang,
I should have never gotten this situation. I've seen
these signs. I'm dealing with some obstacles now by not being obedient to that. You know what I mean? And a lot of us are dealing with that now. Just problematic, tough relationships because we did not find the alignment at the very beginning.
Right.
Or we did have alignment at the very beginning and that alignment shifted and we didn't do a define the relationship to make sure that we're in alignment with the shifting of seasons.
Come on now.
So these DTRs is what I call them.
That's right.
They are important. Do them. Have these courageous conversations. It's going to save you some heartbreak, some emotional labor later. And I'm just telling you, as a woman with a pacemaker who doesn't have that much energy to give.
Okay. Sure. And I'm just telling you, as somebody trying to get my brain back together and on the right track, I ain't about to make the energy to do it. And you shouldn't either. You shouldn't either. Even if you feel like you have the energy to do it, that's not for you to do. Release it and let it go. Okay. So y'all's heart work again, our heart work, our collective heart work this upcoming week is to make sure that we are doing these audits. Who has access to you in real life? Who has access to you digitally? Who is pulling on you, and you are at a place where you're like, this is not bringing me peace? We releasing that, y'all.
Releasing it.
Okay. Releasing it. So I just want to reiterate where you are able to find us out here in these digital spaces, right? So Heal That Shit on all platforms. Make sure that you have subscribed to our YouTube page, click the notification button. You've liked us on Facebook, followed us on Instagram, that you have subscribed to the what they call the podcast. I sound like somebody auntie so much right now. The podcast platforms, okay, the Apple and the Spotify's and such. Okay, where else we at on over there in the podcast world?
Oh my goodness. We're on iHeartRadio. We're on Amazon Music. We're on YouTube Music because they got rid of Google Podcasts, and Google Podcasts is awful. But anyway, you can find us there. The links are on the website, wehealthatshit.com. So you can see and click on whichever player that you use, but we're on a lot of them. And so we are thankful to have that platform. There was a note that was added to the docket. There was questions of not all the episodes are listed in the podcast format. So I just want to address that while we're here, so everyone is aware. So the host and provider only allow so many hours of content to be uploaded in a period of time. So all the episodes are uploaded besides episode 0 and 1. So if you want to see 0 and 1, you can go on the website and get the video versions of that. It will be added to the podcast player as soon as the time resets. But episode 8, that will be up tonight as soon as we conclude. So we are so grateful and glad that we are building. This is going to be such an amazing season. And I'm just so blessed and grateful that we're out here committed to doing the work to heal. And I hope that all of you that are listening now and that are listening later, take that commitment to heal, because we're all we've got. We are all that we have out here. So it takes a village, and I'm glad that you are here and a part.
Amen. So we'll be back in 2 weeks, y'all. If you are looking for me out here, feel free to swing by Mind of My Black Ass Business. Bianca, again, is on fast right now, but you can still connect to her spaces, Bianca Goolsbee and such, out here. But definitely, please keep the conversation going. Please share this with someone that you love and care about. Share it with your enemies too. They need it. Share this with people. Make sure you comment. And keep the feedback coming. We get the messages, we see the messages, and we're just excited to have this space for y'all. So we'll be back in 2 weeks. Love you guys.
Bye.